did you sleep in on?
Monday!
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch-up.
Oh, guys, welcome to the pod, and this is a very special pod, Jim, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's national.
Yeah, we're filling in. Nathan, I thought we'd be off for 3 weeks, but they said, hey, guys, can you fill in for everyone?
Who needs holidays, you know what I mean? After such a relaxing year, void of any stress, we don't really need any holidays and happy to just push through.
People are saying 2020, one of the craziest years ever.
Oh, it's pretty much just a holiday, yeah. 365.
Most people just spent the whole year at home. Yeah. How easy.
Did you even do anything?
Yeah. A lot of people just left their jobs. By choice.
Talk about couch potatoes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Talk about putting on the kilos.
COVID weight, am I right?
I got a bit of a belly going on. I'm okay with it, but you know.
I'm not.
I went out the other night. Producer Grace is here with us. Mm. I wore your shirt. That's how much weight I'd put on.
Yeah. I wouldn't be bragging about that, mate.
No, I'm comfortable.
It's
my own skin.
Also, a stretchy shirt, too. It
was a loose fitting. You look good, though, Jim.
Yeah. Mm. I think, you know what? I think fashion's all about confidence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
You just got to be confident in what you're rocking.
Yeah. If you've got a good attitude, whatever you're wearing, doesn't matter.
Life is all about attitude.
It is attitude.
I look like a foot, but
don't look like a foot.
No, but you're a foot with a good attitude.
Ahoy.
You know
ahoy,
what I mean? You're like Lionel Messi's foot.
I'm a good foot. You know what I mean? I'm a good looking foot.
But there are people that pay for pictures of feet.
I know. Oh. I'm looking at one.
A foot or someone who pays for it?
You pick.
What do you want to be? Because someone DM'd us on Instagram earlier and called you a prawn.
Oh, yeah. That was a shout out to that person. Thanks for that.
Yeah. You weren't happy with that, were you?
I wasn't happy with that. But you know what? Something's going to keep me humble. It's fine.
You got about 50 messages for your birthday. They're all very... You focused on the one bad one. And
there
was
only one. I've never been called a prawn before.
If you sent people pictures of your feet, would it then be called prawnography?
I have really bad. Nobody's paying for pictures of these feet. They're real wide. The toes are super
ugly. Well, apparently
not
your head either. So. Grace is not a prawn. She's the prettiest person in the team. No, that's not saying much, but.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a foot and you're a fat hand.
Yeah, chubby hands. I'd be like a calf, wouldn't I?
Ankle, maybe.
Just round. Oh, yeah, I'm a cankle. Yeah. That's what I am.
Cankle.
I'm a cankle.
Yes.
I'm a big old cankle.
Well, if you're still listening to this, well done. But also, none of this is on the podcast, but we're going to be doing these daily. You're going to get little updates from us every day because we're doing this for 3 weeks and just the best bits of the show.
Yeah, we're on around the country as well, you know what I mean? So wherever you are listening, you can also listen live.
We have no idea. The bosses just said we're on in a whole bunch of places. We don't know.
Imagine if we weren't on, like, actually anywhere. This is just an elaborate stitch-up. And after 3 weeks, our boss will come and go, got ya.
Yeah, well, with the first air of the show today, we had some issues with the phones, so no one was calling.
Yeah, I was not sure if we were on air, to be honest.
Yeah, part of me thought, do you remember that time when our boss, when we weren't on air, we 100% knew it, there were broadcast issues, but our boss was like, just keep going in case it turns back on.
No, we're not wasting content.
Yeah,
right?
Well, if it never turns back on, then it's just us three doing a show for
we
us.
Did. There were a few breaks that were just like, it's just us.
Yeah.
We should just say whatever we want.
That's why I'm hoping someone at least listens to this podcast once, otherwise this whole thing was a waste, you know what I mean?
No, I know. My mum will listen. She loves the podcast.
Yeah, mine will too. Thank God for our mums. You know what I mean? I mean, they made three ugly people, but thank God for listening.
Our mums may even pay for photos of their feet.
No one else could get up this early except for these two. Cue the violins. It's Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nate.
Yes, around the country on Hit. It is Jimmy and Nate. Thanks for joining us for your Summer Breakfast. 17 minutes past 6, Jimmy.
What did that say? No one can get it up except for these two? What did it say?
No, they didn't say no one can get it up. That's definitely not what they said. It said no one.
Audio. Chris, what does that say?
So rude. It said no one can get up like these two. Play the sad violins. It didn't say no one can get it up like these two.
Well, stop
Where's
saying
the blue
it.
Tablet?
Now you're saying it. I was saying what I thought I heard. It's my fault. Sorry. Shout out to Chris as well. Kabaki, he's our man. He's doing all our audio. Mm. Absolute weapon of a bloke. Nathan, if I can really quickly, and producer Grace joins us in the studio because she loves sports so much, don't you?
Adore sports.
Yeah, big sports fan. Something I saw, I'm a huge, huge sports fan. Jimmy here, guys. And I did see something that made me a little sick, though. I really have this thing. I don't have many things, but I don't like people doing their toenails
where you can see them.
Where you can see it. Mm. You do that in the privacy of your own home.
It's not a public forum thing.
No, Anthony Davis. Now, he plays for the Los Angeles Lakers. That's basketball. And there's preseason on at the moment. And in a preseason game, I've sent you both a photo. He has decided to cut his toenails during the game. So that the TV has cut to him. I don't know who made that decision, by the way.
He's on the court.
He's on the court. He's taking his shoe off, taking his sock off, and he is cutting his toenails.
Okay. Hang on, just quick. Does he play? Who does he play for?
Lakers.
Not the Clippers.
Is that a sports
fan? Yeah. Nathan Allen, Grace. You got no idea. There's actually a Los Angeles team called the Clippers.
Yeah, go on, Grace. You do one.
Oh, does he play for the nails?
I'm sorry, I asked. That's my fault, Jim. I'm sorry to handbrake exactly what we were doing.
I actually have some thoughts on this.
Okay.
There's a difference between someone clipping their nails on the train and clipping their nails in a sports environment. So I'm really not a sports fan, but I have danced.
The fact that you called it a sports environment.
Yeah. Let's
the sports ecosystem.
Wait. I want to see where this goes, because she did say, and I have danced.
Mm. I have danced, and sometimes toenails can be really debilitating if they're growing in the wrong direction or they're cutting another toe or something. And sometimes you do have to just take a minute and clip your toenails.
Okay, but couldn't he just walked into the change rooms?
I don't know. It's a high-pressure sports environment. Maybe he doesn't have time.
Stop calling it an environment!
I'll tell you, when I saw this morning, I was like, I'll talk about it on the show. I had no idea Grace was going to defend Anthony Davis and his toenail clipping live on TV. No, it's very exciting. Up next, it's a game I came up with. It's called Jimmy's Verse Game.
Now it's time for Jimmy's Verse Game.
Yeah, I just realised a little while ago that no one really knows the lyrics of the verses. All your favourite songs, you can nail the chorus.
No, everyone comes in on the chorus, you know what I mean? The verse is kind of just like a warm-up.
And even if you are singing the verse, it's more like... Hey, blah, blah, blah.
If you know the verse, you wrote the song.
100%, mate.
Or you've got the lyrics in front of you.
Though, mate, I saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers once. Old mate Anthony Kalidas had every lyric in front of him on an iPad.
So you say Anthony Kalia?
Anthony Kalia.
Yes, yeah,
I changed it to Kalidas.
Yeah, Anthony Kalia of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Even I know that's not true.
Could you see him from the stage, though? Because he's only little.
Anthony Kiedis. No, he was sick, and Anthony Kalia filled in. I would pay money to see Anthony Kalia fill in for the front of the red. Anyway, coming up next, it is Jimmy's Verse Game. Producer Grace, it is you v. Nath, but it is a Christmas song edition. So while I do believe that the verses are hard, this one isn't, because Christmas songs, they're the same songs. We hear them every Christmas. So I've got a good feeling that you'll both probably do very well at this game.
Now, the thing is, Producer Grace, very, very competitive with any game. You're banned from family board games because your family doesn't like playing games with you in a competitive way.
Yeah, I did try playing a board game with them last week. Wasn't pretty.
Yeah, see, that's why. So imagine you're putting a microphone in front of her.
Yeah, I regret that every day.
Jimmy's Verse Game.
Yeah, very simple game. I'm just going to read out the lyrics to some popular songs. This is the Christmas edition, so I'll be reading lyrics out to popular Christmas pop songs. Not your Jingle Bells, These are pop.
Jingle Bells.
Christmas. No.
Okay.
Yeah, 1 point for Nate.
Now,
sorry, on the board.
If you are listening for the first time, it's Jimmy here, and I put Producer Grace against Nath. Now, the reason I love it is because, Nath, you know absolutely nothing.
Mm.
So if you win this, it pisses off Grace so much because, Grace, you know everything, and you're super competitive.
No, but the thing is also, Grace throws everything into this.
And
she lets me get inside her head too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like right now, like I can see the tension. You're clenching your jaw.
I get a very sore jaw.
Yeah. Relax.
You clench it so much.
Yeah. Some more of those needles.
I thought you got Botox.
Mm.
Not in my jaw.
Where'd you get it?
In my forehead.
Frown.
Mm. Yeah.
No, you can't.
Play along at home.
Yeah,
guys, as well. Listening in the car.
The reason I came up with this game was I thought most people don't know the lyrics to verses, but I'm confident that you'll both know these lyrics because Christmas songs are quite popular, and there's only so many of them, and we hear them every year.
Mm.
All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
Remember, names your buzzers.
Right. Names
okay,
buzzers.
Cool. Okay. Verse one. Once bitten and twice shy.
Grace.
She's gonna nail these. I have zero idea.
Would that be Last Christmas by Wham?
It is.
Well done.
This is my second favourite Christmas song.
See, she's even got favourites.
I got once bitten and twice shy.
You need to, Jim, with a game like this, you've got to...
No,
let me
Nathan.
Cheat a little bit.
Nathan.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe. This is not the season for cheating. This is the season
for... I think it is. If we could pick any Christmas, 2020 is the year we could cheat, mate.
All right, well, Grace is on the board. 1-0.
All right, well done, Grace.
I can't believe you got it so quickly. Because I love that song, Last Christmas. When I was Googling it yesterday, I was like, once bitten, twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still
catch my eye.
See, she knows.
I'm across it.
She knows the verses.
Yeah.
Can we just go with the chorus on the next one?
No, because then it would be called Jimmy's Chorus Game and we don't have time to update the imaging.
I do have the chorus if you can't get it. Okay. Verse two. Feeling Christmas all around. And I'm trying to play it cool. But it's hard to focus when I see him walking across the room. Let It Snow is blasting out, but I won't get in the mood. I'm avoiding every mistletoe until I know it's true love that he thinks of.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. Is this a common song?
Yeah.
No, he's topped in niche Christmas songs.
I want one that wasn't popular.
Okay.
So next Christmas, I'm not all alone, boy. Now, that is the entire first verse. I do have the chorus.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, can you give us any kind of clue?
Look, if Grace has no idea, then I have no idea.
Very, very popular artist, this person. Very big artist. I can give you the chorus. It is Jimmy's verse, Cam, but you both have no idea. I'll give you the chorus.
All right.
Both be ready, because I reckon once I say the chorus, you'll both be in. So, fingers ready. Santa, tell me.
Grace.
Oh, that was Nath. 100%.
It was Nath.
It was Grace, but I'll give it to
you. No, he finished first. You start. Grace is
always
longer.
Always happens. Nath. I'm always finishing first. I actually don't know.
What? What do you mean you don't know?
So I went.
Is it Ariana Grande?
It is.
Is it called Santa Baby?
Now, let me repeat the chorus.
Grace. Santa. No, Jimmy's already locked it in.
Jimmy's talking.
Santa, tell me.
Oh, is it called Santa, tell me?
No.
Santa, tell me.
Of course it is. Grace, you really should have got that one.
You should take no pleasure from answering that question because you did not know it.
I'm taking a lot of pleasure because it's one all, baby.
All right, it's one all.
One all.
Santa, tell me what the score is.
One all, one mate. All. Well, okay, great comeback from you there, mate.
Thanks, mate. So this is to win it, really, isn't it?
This is. This.
Oh,
whoever,
no, now I'm stressed.
Whoever gets this wins.
Don't be stressed, mate. We're having so fun.
It's best. I'm not having fun.
Fun on summer breakfast.
It's one all. Okay. It's the last one. Whoever gets this wins. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you both ready?
I'm ready.
Yep. I need you both to be locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes and ears.
I'm locked.
All right. Verse three. I don't want. Grace?
No, I buzzed in, but you didn't hear me on the microphone. I buzzed in really quickly.
It sounded like Grace buzzed in.
Mm. No, that was me.
It was you, was it?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, no. I don't even have
Nathan,
a comeback.
Is it?
No.
Was it be,
Jimmy?
Is it, I don't want a lot for Christmas.
No.
Would it be All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey?
It certainly is.
Oh, he's done it!
I can't believe it.
Oh, out of nowhere, he's crossed the finish line.
Wow.
You didn't hear him. It was it was like.
No, I did it quietly.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to yell. Because no one wants to hear yelling into the microphone.
Literally the worst thing you've ever done to me.
Yeah, it was your birthday yesterday.
It was.
What is
I'm
it, Grace?
So,
all right, what is it?
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Yeah, sorry,
no,
sorry,
it wasn't. It was All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
Yeah, you're only saying that because I already said it, right?
This is Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nath on Hit.
Second last Monday of 2020. Get us out of here. Get us out of here, Jimmy. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I thought it was getting better, Nath. But then, you know, two people in the northern beaches in New South Wales, near Sydney, decided to just go out to the pub, go to the RSL.
Yep.
You idiot!
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you need to go to the RE that bad?
Yeah.
I mean, most of the time the answer is yes, but
just got to slap those pokies, don't I?
More chili!
Download the app. Surely there's one now.
There is. One of the first apps I ever downloaded on the iPhone was the, what do you call it? It was the pretend poker machine.
Really?
Did you have that one?
No.
It's like a...
I got Instagram. I didn't have any friends.
Thoughts to everyone. The New South Wales recorded 30 new COVID-19 cases linked to the Northern Beaches outbreak. But Premier Gladys Berejiklian says infections have yet to spread to Greater Sydney. They're in some pretty tough lockdowns, March versions of lockdowns. You can't leave home unless it's to shop for food, go to work, visit a sick relative, or exercise. Now, that's due to end of midnight on Wednesday, but that is still up in the air.
I had a lot of family who live in Queensland, in the sunny coast, and they were going to drive down, or they did. They drove down to New South Wales to spend Christmas. And then, obviously, Anastasia Palaszczuk, the Premier of Queensland, decided to close the borders, much like everybody else. And so they were down for a day and a half, turned around and went back. And now they're spending Christmas at home.
Friend of ours was flying from Hobart to Sydney to pick up her grandparents from the Northern Beaches, then to fly to Perth to have family together.
Mm.
Obviously, that...
Very difficult.
Yeah. Well, the grandparents come over, then she couldn't visit her grandparents because then if she went there, then she couldn't get in because all the states have essentially shut. Like West Australian Premier Mark McGowan last night announced that New South Wales was now a medium-risk state. Arrivals from New South Wales without a legitimate exemption could be turned back at the airport. Get back on the plane,
this
head back.
This is the thing. Imagine being on the plane and finding out the news that you can't actually get into the state.
Oh, it's, you know, and then Victoria.
But it needs to happen because all the premiers are obviously protecting their own state, their own people.
Dan Andrews has gone with a colour-coded system, which is a bit confusing. I'm not going to lie, Dan. Just let me know if I can get in or if I can't.
Dan.
Don't go hot zone, red zone, amber zone, or green zone.
Light blue means you're good to go.
Yeah, that's what they do at the tuck shop, the school canteen. My mum's tuck shop lady. They go, green light foods are all the time, ambers are sometimes, and red are never.
Should just be green and red, mate.
Yeah, either like yeah or nay. Yeah, all the borders all around Australia are shutting down to New South Wales. And I get it. You know, we've got to keep this thing under control. But it's just so sucky at this time of year when it's when people are trying to get together, especially this year when no one has really gotten together.
Yeah.
And then we want to spend Christmas together and then this happens. So just because two people want to go to the pokies at the RSL, it's just, oh.
They better have won, I'll tell you. Jim, a list has been collated of the most bogan things Aussies do on Christmas. And you know what? I love it. I absolutely love it. Because pretty much all of these bogan things my family have always done and will continue to do so this year.
I just say the Australian Christmas is it's just... Well, Australians are bogans. Bogans are Australians, right?
Absolutely. We should be proud of it.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough I've had a Christmas overseas in America and it was a snowy white Christmas.
Doing all right.
It's very...
How much are you getting paid for summer breakfast, big guy?
No, I'm doing okay. It's completely different. It's a very formal event over there. You know what I mean? Everyone's wearing everything. The biggest difference for me was how everyone like dresses up on the day and everyone's wearing their nice clothes. You know, in Australia, you had thongs, footy shorts.
Absolutely.
Singlet.
And it's why I love it. It's why I love an Aussie bogan Christmas. Now, I don't know who made this list. I did find it on the Daily Mail. But for me, it's brilliant. For me, it's just a checklist of things I need to make sure that I do. Producer Grace, obviously, also in here as well. And Jim, let me know, guys.
It's obvious. I mean, yeah. She hasn't said anything yet.
I haven't said anything yet, but...
There you go. Obviously, she's in here now. You heard her. All right, let's go through some of the things on the bogan Christmas list. Serving cubes of cheese and cabanossi. For me, a big fat yes. 100% do it every single year, Grace.
I've never done that.
Of course, your family doesn't. You're not very bogan, though.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
I'm proud of it. You know, we dress up in singlets and thongs, and I was like, I get dressed up in my best and walk around Mum's kitchen for Christmas.
You put Camilla caftan on, don't you?
I've never worn a caftan in my life.
What's a caftan?
Oh, no, it's like something
expensive. It's like
expensive.
A muumuu. Oh. Kind of like a nighty, but you wear it to the pool.
Oh, okay. But aren't they really fancy?
Yeah, they're expensive. Doesn't mean they're fancy.
All right, well, I'm with you on the cabanossi and the cheese.
This is a big one that my poppy does every single year. So does my dad, everybody. Drinking Crown Lager. Drinking Crown Lager on Christmas. Apparently it's been called bogan.
Yeah, I don't think the Crown Lager's a great beer. That's just my...
Yeah, but it's a Christmas beer.
No, you
know what I mean?
Not where I grew up.
No.
Down to Windy, border Queensland, New South Wales. Correct yourself, Forex.
Yeah, well, that's all year round, though. That's not just for Christmas. All right, how about this one? Having a white Christmas tree is apparently bogan. looking down
is
the nose
judgy?
At us.
I hate white Christmas
you
trees.
You are so judgy.
Yeah, I know.
My mum's even worse than this. Jim, you know this. My mum, Cass, shout out to her. Not only does she have a white Christmas tree, but it's only a stick. It's a white stick and she puts baubles on it. Yeah, I know.
But she's better than that.
No, we're not, though. We're not. That's why we're so bogan.
I've done the actual Aussie Christmas. I've done the gum tree, like an actual gum tree. Dig it up out of the ground.
No, don't
put it in a pot,
inside. So Aussie.
That's Aussie, Grace.
It's a bit bogan, but I love it. Like?
My Christmas tree.
Probably imported from New York.
No, it's a beautiful, it's a faux pine and it's all colour. No,
true story though. We went to Grace's house for a birthday and I totally didn't even see the Christmas tree. Remember?
It's there. It's beautiful.
It's obviously not good enough.
Also on the bogan Christmas list, I'm posting a picture on Christmas morning saying, Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Never done that in my life.
I do it every year.
This is everything Nate does at Christmas and everything Grace does at least.
How about this one? Putting reindeer antlers on your car?
Oh, I hate that. Nothing worse than that.
And a big red nose on the front. I was making sure Grace and I never celebrate Christmas together. Having too much tinsel, saying catch you next year, wearing the Christmas cracker hat, which is another big one that I do all the time. The hat is great.
You know, no, I will say the hat's a little overrated because every time I put, I've got a huge head though because every time I put every time I put one on, rips. It is not one size fits all.
Yeah, well, get a couple, staple them together. There's always a solution. All right, here's what I want to do. 13 10 60, jump on the phones right now. I want to celebrate this. I want to celebrate what I'm calling Bogmas. Bogmas. It's Christmas, but it's for bogans. You know what I mean? People like me. 13 10 60, jump on the phones right now. What do you do on Christmas that's just a little bit bogan? You know what I mean?
I'm happy for people to call and just tell us what you do on Christmas.
And we'll decide if it's bogan.
Yeah, I mean, if you're confident it's bogan, call up and say it. But I am a big believer that everything we do on Chrissy, even Grace and her posh family, is a little bit bogan. There's some things you're doing.
Okay, so if you think you're kind of teetering on the edge a little bit between bogan and not bogan, also call. But 13 10 60, if you're certain what you do is bogan, give us a call. But if you're not as well, if you're kind of teetering on the edge, give us a call as well.
We'll figure it out as a team.
We've just asked the question, 13 10 60, what do you do on Christmas that's a little bit bogan?
Yeah, see, I'm a believer that I reckon everything we do as Australians is a little bit bogues. Even like...
And we should celebrate, that's the thing, which is why I want to celebrate Bogmas. Bogmas.
Yeah, it's not just Christmas, it's Bogmas. I had a Christmas overseas in America, and it was a lot more formal, I'll say that much. And also, I was very frowned upon when I cracked a beer at about 10:30 in the morning.
Really? What's wrong with that, mate? You should be... Santa has beers every time he goes around.
And that's... There was... In Australia, you're with your mates, you know, whatever, it's a long lunch.
You got summer, put your budgie smugglers on.
Overseas, like, oh, what are you doing?
It's very early, you should have some eggnog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, eggnogs.
Yeah, it's, shut up.
It's an, I don't even know what that is, but no, I'm not a fan.
It doesn't sound appealing.
I've had it, it's awful.
Righto, let's go to Mildura. Hi, Ellie, how are you?
Good, thank you, yourself?
We're going all right, Ellie. What do you do on Christmas that you think might be a little bit bogan?
Oh, look, it's really, we blame Mum. So every year, it was just the boys that used to have to wear a Hawaiian shirt. And I'm not joking, like the most hideous Hawaiian shirt you can think of, you'd have to wear it. And now this year, oh no, we all have to wear it. So she's even got ours hanging up, like washed, hanging up, ready to go.
Yeah, bogan.
Yes.
So Ellie, has your mum, did she go out and purchase these?
Yeah.
How many of you are there?
Oh, there's like a handful, a good 10, if not
10
more.
Hawaiian 10 Hawaiian shirts. Yeah. It's like
that
a luau.
That is bogues.
Ellie, why Hawaiian shirts? Why not we going with something Christmassy?
Oh, I don't know. Hawaiian shirts have been a thing in our family forever, so just, yep. Yeah.
And you take a big photo every year, I'm assuming?
Well, Mum does, and we try and hide.
Yeah. Does she put the caption up, Merry Christmas, you filthy animals?
No.
Oh, she doesn't. All right, maybe she'll
do it. She should.
Don't give her any ideas, mate. But... All right. Tamsin from Wodonga. Tamsin, what do you do on Christmas that might be a little bogan?
Well, we grab the old classic white fold-up outdoor tables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good one.
Stretch them across the living room. And then we grab the matching green outdoor chairs. And then after that, we might go to Gran and Pap's caravan park and have a swim.
Bogmas. I don't think,
is it bogan enough for you?
Yeah, that
Taz,
is, mate.
Taz, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And I would love to be
yeah,
part of that.
It is. You get the 20 to 30 cousins and aunties and in-laws, and it's just a great time, really.
Oh, mate, this is unreal. This is why I love going around the, caravan,
the
having,
caravan
a
park, yeah, and having a swim.
Have a dip.
On a hot summer's day.
Restrictions, of course. And
yeah.
Right.
Oh, of course. Yeah, as long as... How many white tables have you got? How far apart can these 30 people sit in your house, Tamsin?
Oh, our house isn't that big, but... Hopefully we can arrange some social distancing this year.
Yeah, we just buy a few more tables, put one table in each room.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe have some outdoors and some indoors. And...
Yeah, the ones you don't like, put them outside, Tamsin. Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
All right, Kira Lee from Central Coast. Wrap things up for us, Kira Lee. What do you do on Christmas that might be a little bogan?
All right, well, my dad loves to put a tarp in the back of his ute and make it a swimming pool, and we all hang in there.
Bogmas. Really, that is classic Aussie Christmas. Not even that's just classic Aussie behaviour. I'm all around it.
How many of
everyone
you?
Loves that.
How many of you, Kira Lee, can fit in the ute when it's a little swimming pool?
Oh, we could get like at least six. Like, you know, the whole fam. We've got like the sisters, my brothers. Dad opens up a VB sitting there and just like have the best time ever. It's fantastic.
Kira Lee, is that where your dad is parked all Christmas Day? He's just sitting in there and someone's chucking him a VB.
Yeah, 100%. He's just sitting there.
I hope he gets out every now and then, otherwise it's going to be interesting colour in the back of the ute.
Nath, yeah, summer breakfast. That's what we're doing. We got tapped on the shoulder and they said, Jimmy Nath.
We couldn't find anybody else. You guys happy to do it?
Yeah. Usually.
We said, are you sure?
Yeah, we're just chilling in Hobart, broadcasting to Tasmania. They go, can you fill out all around the place? Yeah. And we went, oh, what an amazing opportunity. Yeah. And our bosses went, yeah, opportunity.
Yeah. And then we overheard a conversation like, we're desperate. Hopefully they say yes.
And we're not paid for this. This is it's for the opportunity, the experience. Broadcast all around Australia.
One day, you know, one day.
But look, you and me and producer Grace, she joins us in the studio, Nath. Producer Grace, we've got a little bit of time on our hands because originally we were going to have 3 weeks off. We're going to take some time, put our feet up, you know, but now we're working. But apart from the show, you guys don't have much on, do you?
Not heaps on, no. No, I mean, we've got Christmas and stuff coming up. But
yeah.
It's kind of that time of year where you don't really know what day it is or what you're doing. You're just chilling, eating Christmas ham.
It's Monday. Monday the 21st.
No, I know that now, but didn't this morning.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was Monday. It was early. You know what I mean?
It is. You know, is it Sunday?
Well, no, because I think we've all got a bit of time. And when we're not, you know, doing a Christmas lunch or, as Grace said, eating ham for what feels like 3 months after we do Christmas lunch.
I love that. Love eating all the ham.
Yeah. The day after when it's cold on Boxing Day, love it. Maybe 3 weeks in, I get a little over the ham.
No, not at all. Ham, no? Cheese, toasties, put them all on there. Put them on a wrap.
I reckon I can do ham for a month and then I'm over ham.
Oh, I don't know. I'm challenge accepted. I'll keep going. Get me through to
you
August. Would.
Mate, you've tried to eat off ham that's got mold on it.
Not tried.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was in the fridge and Nath goes, what if I just cut the
as
mold off?
As soon as it starts getting slimy, that's when you're like, absolutely.
No, that's when it's at its best, mate.
No.
Extra flavours.
So I was thinking, just because we've got a bit of time and we've, you know, got the radio show, I was thinking maybe the three of us and everyone listening, we should try and figure out who we want on the show.
Yeah.
You know, when you do radio, there's some opportunities come up. You know, there's celebrities and they, you know, they're plugging an album or they're a movie or a TV show or something. But I thought maybe because we've got a bit of time in our hands, we could try and reach out to someone.
Okay, do you want to shoot for the stars?
Yeah,
do you want to go proper A-lister, high?
Well, I'll ask, have a think, both of you, just quickly. If given any celebrity, anyone in the entire world, have a think. Don't tell me yet, but have a think. Who would that be? Because I put it up on our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath. So if you're listening to the show, head to our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nath, and let us know. No, big as you want, or small as you want, but just what celebrity would you love? Because I reckon we can try and figure out. We'll pick one and we'll try and get him in the 3 weeks while we're here.
Right. Jump on the phones too. 131060. Who should we try and get on the show? You know what I mean? Who do you want to hear? We're going to be here for 3 weeks. Let us do something for you and let's get an A-lister on the show for you.
Yeah, call us. Whatever you want. We can try and make this happen. We've got to pick one. Producer Grace, what about you? Who's in your head?
I've got a list of my top two. Okay. I would love Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Or
you going real high?
Cher.
Ooh. Well, who do you think is more achievable, Lady Gaga or Cher?
I actually have no idea. I think they're both pretty unachievable.
Cher would be more achievable than Gaga.
Is she? I don't know.
She's not doing much.
Yeah, but she also doesn't do many interviews.
Yeah, but this might be the one that she does.
She's, oh, you know what? You know what she hasn't done any?
What?
No one's asked. She's sitting at home.
She's been waiting. This is the opportunity to get Cher.
What about you, Nath?
I reckon I'd go somebody, a big A-lister who's in the country already. Like, I love, like, a Chris Hemsworth or a Zac Efron. Melissa McCarthy's here at the moment. Like, a Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Liam Hemsworth?
No.
No.
No, I want to go bigger than that. Chris.
But I was just thinking someone.
And don't you dare say Luke.
Who? Leone?
Oh, Leone or Craig? Craig Hemsworth, the dad?
Yeah. No, we got to go bigger names. All right, well, so give us a call, 131060. Who should we try and get on the show? If given, we can put our powers together, producer Grace, myself and Nath, we will try over the 3 weeks as hard as we can to get one celebrity, but who should it be? Nath, I just asked a question on 131060. Who should we try and get in the show? Because originally you and I were going to have 3 weeks off, but then we got the tap on the shoulder. The bosses said, hey, boys, can you just fill in all around the traps around Australia? And we're doing that. And I thought, well, we've got a bit of time during the day. Let's try and focus our energy, you, me, producer Grace, on one celebrity and see if we can get them in 3 weeks.
Throw everything at them, everything in the book that we can possibly think of to get this person.
Now, but I want everyone listening to the show to get involved. Like, we want to get, you know, it's no point us chatting to whoever we want. We're doing it for you.
Yep.
So who do you want? Now, I put this up on Instagram. Ashley Bellman messages. She said Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, that's a good one because he's in Australia at the moment. I believe he's in. Is he in Sydney at the moment?
I think he is or he was.
Well, he might not be going anywhere.
He's locked down in the northern. But he visited Manly F45 and now he's stuck here.
Oh, Marky Mark.
Della 882. Robbie Williams.
I love Robbie. I love Robbie Williams. If we do get Robbie Williams, we manage to get him on, we've got to get my nanny Lynn on because my nanny loves Robbie. A huge crush on Robbie Williams. Also, if we get Andre Raoul, the favourite violinist. No, Nanny's just messaged. Can you get Andre Raoul?
Yeah, Nanny, we could try. Josh Cambo 3 has suggested Virat Kohli.
Probably not in the mood.
The captain of India. Yeah, not after their performance in Adelaide. Mm. We've got a few Steve Smith, Tim Payne.
Oh, yeah.
We've had Tim Payne on the show a few times. So, yeah. Tim, we don't...
We can go bigger. I love you, Payne, but we can go bigger.
We can go bigger. Yeah. Lots of Obsessed has said Sam Smith.
Oh, Sam Smith, yeah.
Cesar 177, Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth's a good one. Also in the country, he's an Aussie. You know?
Breba 6 said Russell Coit.
So would we get Glenn Robbins as Russell Coit
Russell Coit. Lily Hutton said Liam Hemsworth. There's a few Hemsworth brothers.
Okay, Hemsworth is a popular choice, a big theme, is what we thought. All right, let's go to the phones. Chris from New South Wales Central Coast. G'day, Chris. How are you?
Good, yourself?
We're going all right. Chris, who do you think we should be shooting for to get on the show over these next 3 weeks?
Definitely Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure she's in Australia. I think she's in Byron Bay at the moment. Yep. Did you know that, Chris?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Chris, do you know, is she still there?
As far as I know, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. Big celebrity and also in Australia.
Well, Chris, I mean, if we do go for Melissa McCarthy, you're on the New South Wales Central Coast, relatively close to Byron Bay. Would you be keen to get up there and kind of be our woman on the ground?
Absolutely.
Oh, that was two absolutely's, which means she's absolutely keen to do it.
Chrissy, have you done any interviewing before? Could you interview Melissa for us?
I haven't done any before, but I'm sure I could. I know a lot about her. I've seen a lot of interviews, seen all the movies more than once. So, yeah,
Melissa,
I reckon I'd be good.
Great, love your enthusiasm. The only other problem is we don't have a budget. Are you happy just to, just do it for a bit of love?
Yep, absolutely.
If we use the radio power to get Melissa's attention, Chris will just drive up and do the interview.
Yeah, what do you reckon, Chris?
I will, for sure.
Okay, all right. That's a commitment. This is a contract.
I like it. It's how they got us on the radio, Chris. Do you know if you want to do radio? Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Yeah, great. This was recorded. You're doing it. All right. Stay tuned. We will try and find out. We did have another caller through. Judy from Shepparton said Harry Styles. Which is a big one.
On Instagram, they're coming through thick and fast. There are a lot of suggestions there. I think maybe let's take a couple of days, Nath. Me and producer Grace.
We don't want to rush this.
No, just to go through them all. Like another one here, Heath Butler said Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, where's he at the moment?
He's from Canada, isn't he?
Let's go back to Chris from the Central Coast. If we go after Ryan Reynolds, would you go to Canada for us?
Maybe too far.
My next question was at your own expense.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.